Hi everyone, it's Debbie Norling in California, and this entire podcast is going to be recorded with my brand new binaural microphones to demonstrate them. There are several parts to this podcast because I'm going to be using several pieces of digital recording equipment to let you hear how the microphones sound in different situations. Right now, we're in a bad recording situation. We are in my office, which is noisy. There's three computers running. There's my ceiling vibrating. We have the microphone preamp connected to the line in on my computer. We have the microphones connected to the microphone preamp. And I'm going to describe the microphones a little bit here first. And after that, we'll use my mini disc recorder and do a genuine binaural recording. I should also say that because it's a little hard to find people who want to be podcasted, that quite a bit of this recording is dog noises. And that's because my dog doesn't care if he gets recorded. He's a 90-pound golden retriever, and he's very vocal. And I do record some people here, but I don't spend much time recording them because I think that they may not want to be on a podcast. All right, these microphones were manufactured by Church Audio. That's www.church-audio.ca. Same guy who makes the microphone preamp that I reviewed a few podcasts ago. I am using the same preamp, and they are supposed to be designed to work together. These microphones can also be used with anything that has phantom plug-in power. And you can also buy a battery box from Church Audio for the microphones if you want. These are not stealth microphones. They're about, each one is about half an inch across. They're basically just mic capsules in sturdy little round cylinders. They have bonky, very ample windscreens on them. Later we will be in a windy situation and you will hear that the windscreens are very effective. But because they're kind of big and bonky, they are definitely not stealth microphones. You know that microphones are clipped to a person when you see them. At the base of each microphone is an alligator clip, a very sturdy one, which allows you to clip the microphone to your clothing or sunglasses or whatever. Or you could put the microphones as far as 10 feet apart and clip them to any available surface so that you could make a stereo rather than a binaural recording. They are, of course, omnidirectional. At the base of each microphone is a stereo female mini plug jack. This was what attracted me to these microphones because it's hard to find anything that's in this amateur hobbyist quality range, that is something that costs under $100, that doesn't have a permanently attached cord. And what's nice about these microphones is that there is no permanently attached cord, so if your cord gets munged, you can just use a different patch cord with them. He's put together a special Y cable for these microphones. It's very high quality, looks like it's well strain relieved. The cable is Y-shaped. On one end, there are two male mini plugs, and they are on the branches of the Y, and each branch of the Y is 5 feet long. And those branches come together to a male mini plug. All these plugs are stereo, and that plugs into the amplifier, the battery box, or the mini disc or DAT recorder that has plug-in power. In addition to these microphones, for about twice the price, you can buy a stealth version, which is about half the size. I have not tried that. The going price for these is about $95, the buy now price. But he seems to auction these off on a regular basis. I think I said that I paid $49 for these. That's because I just waited for them to be auctioned, and then I bid carefully and kept my bid low. So if you have a little bit of patience, you can bid on these and get them lower than the buy it now price. Though he does have model numbers on this site, it does not appear like he sells too many other microphones. He's got a couple of T-shaped stereo mics and a Stealth pen mic, but this is his only binaural mic except for the smaller Stealth ones, which are much pricier. Okay, throughout this recording, you've been hearing a loud humming noise. I don't know what's causing it, probably a patch cord or perhaps all these computers in my office. We're going to switch to now to a recording that has much higher quality. I'm using the same microphones and the same preamp, but this time I'm attached to my Sony MZ-NF610. That's one of those NetMD units. It's about 4.5 years obsolete. Little mini disc recorder came out right before HiMD came out. And it's a cold, blustery day. The wind gusts are up to 60 miles an hour, according to the weather report, but you won't hear any of the wind on there. I'm going to go ahead and do a boring thing, take my dog out, talk to a few of my students on the way, and you'll get to really hear these microphones perform.
Sweetie, you want to put your harness on you? Sounds pretty fun. Fuzzy, we managed to completely tangle your leash up and everything. Austin Hill. Good doggy wug. Yeah, it's a guy. Yeah, it's a guy. You ready to go chase some squirrels, Mr. Fuzz? Yeah, I don't think we're going to chase any squirrels today. I don't have time to take you off leash this morning. But we can look at them and wag our tail, huh? Yes, we can. Let's find you a couple of dog treats. Just a couple. Oh, here's some. Way more than we need. Okay.
I'm giving it to somebody right now.
Can you snuff her face?
Just as a sample? No, not as.
Heel bust. That's a snuff. Bust him forward. You guys want to pet him? Yes, he's very friendly.
Yes.
That's his favorite time of the day, too. He loves being petted by all of the students. He's five. He's been stuck in my office all day, so he's pretty bored.
Oh, it's a very strong dog.
Yeah. It's because he really wants you to pet him, and I told him it was okay.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I was worried about petting.
Well, what happens if someone asks, or if someone looks like they might want to pet him, I'll give him a little hand signal like that, and that says, it's okay, you can go get your pet now. But he's not supposed to go drifting off and getting a pet.
I understand. I am very worried when I see service dogs. I don't want to distract him.
Yeah, I'm very low-key about it. I let people pet him all the time because that's a reward for him for being good.
Gotcha.
For me, that's really important to give him that reward. But he has to earn it, and that means he's got to get me out of here. He isn't always perfect, though. Sometimes he goes rushing toward a petter instead of paying attention to mom, but he's learning. Good boy. See, now he's giving me a little slurp like, see, I'm ready to go, Mom.
It's nice meeting both of you.
Yeah, he's a sweetum. Okay, Fez, you're totally wrapped up now. Let's unwrap you, and we're going to go potty, huh? You ready? All right, see you guys. Outside.
Bye, boss.
Yeah, I'll bring him back for petting again. Good boy. Left. Good dog. That's a guy. Bust him forward. What a good boy. You're much more careful on those steps since they've gotten so slippery, huh? Left. Good doggy. Left. It's my snuffer dog. You think we'll go over here today? Let's go potty over here. Huh? That's a guy. Yeah, that's a good guy. All right. Bust in, sit. Good fuzzy. Whoops. Guess you don't want to be stepped on while I'm giving you a treat, huh? That was a good doggy. That was a really fast sit. This is a slow treat giving, but a fast sit. Yeah, I haven't seen such a fast sit in a long time, Mr. Fuzz Dog. All right, let's take your harness off. Okay, do your business. I think it's even too cold out here for your squirrels today. I can always tell when he's not chasing his squirrels because he's concentrating on going potty now. Usually he's looking around and wagging his tail. Before we did clicker training, we had to correct him a lot for squirrels. But I've discovered that I'm not so concerned if he's distracted as that if he's distracted when he's guiding, that's a problem. And I found that I'm pretty good at getting him not to get distracted when he's guiding this year. I had more trouble with it last year. It's working much better this year to just ask him to do a command and focus on me and ignore the squirrel. And it's a lot more humane than constantly correcting him every time he even looks at one. Then he can go in the yard and chase his squirrels, and he can chase his squirrels here too when I take him off leash. So he doesn't go off leash here because we have too much traffic. He has got to go to the other side of campus where there's no traffic. He escaped a couple days ago, though. I clipped the two parts of the leash together, and there's a lot of traffic here, and it was great because when I unclipped the leash, I gave him one of his commands that he really likes. I told him to leap up in the air and touch my fist, and he charged over to me and did that, and then he sat waiting for me to tell him to do it again. And that was great because he didn't realize he was off leash, but I did. And so he was busy obeying me and not really running off, which was really useful. Well, you're going to actually do something? I think he may actually do something, which means I got to wade out in all this great muck. Ugh. It's been raining for days out here in California. It's our little red disability cart backing up to pick someone in a wheelchair up. All right, Boston, we are waiting in the muck to pick this up. Oh, now he has changed his fuzzy mind. I guess he's really not going to do nothing. He walked around in little circles, and I pulled out a bag, and then he changed his fuzzy mind. So much for doggies. Well, he's all done now. He's just sitting here wagging. I think he's waiting for something exciting to happen, like me to give him another command. All right. You know, I forgot my clicker, sweetie. But we'll do a couple things without our leash first. I mean, without our clicker. Boston, touch. Touch. Oh, that's a good golden. Boston, touch. Oh, that's a very good golden. Boston, heel. Well, you're already kind of healing. Boston, down. Too bad, Boston. No rewards. Boston's hit. Good boy. Boston, down. Hey, that was a good boy. See, what happened is he didn't down the first time. He just sort of stared off into the middle distance. And so I just turned my back on him and ignored him for a minute. Then he downed really good the next time. All right, we're going to harness his fuzz back up and take him inside and let him see his petters. He really does love his petters. Boston Hill. Yeah, it's a boy. Good doggums. It's icy out here. California doesn't usually get this cold. But we've actually had snow on the mountains here, which is very unusual. My fingers are freezing. Okay, Boston forward. Yeah, it's a dog. And left. Left. We have no sidewalks here. It's all parking lots, so he needs a lot of direction. Good dog. Good dog. Yeah, I don't know. This campus is a car campus. It doesn't have any sidewalks anywhere, so you're walking across these giant parking lots every time you do anything. That's a good boy. Good boy. Excuse me. Good boy. Who missed out on petting? Did you guys want to pet? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I got you mixed up with this other person that really likes him. So.
I do love
him. All right. Come on, sweetie. Time to go back to the office. Hop up. That's a boy. Oh, and I was outside. Some of your petters went off to their classes, didn't they? So you didn't get petted by everybody. Right. Here we are. Good doggy. Boston, sit. Good doggy. That's my snuffer face. Okay. You want to play with one of your doggy toys? We could do that. I wonder if you make some nice growling sounds with my microphones. Let's close the door so we won't bother everybody else while we're growling. You are a good animal. You are a good animal. You are a good animal. Let's see if we can find some toys up here. Oh, you don't eat these dog treats anymore. You look at this. It's a dog toy. Oh. Hello.
Hi, Debbie. I have the book ready.
Oh.
It's interesting about this book because on either side of the cover, the hardback, there's writing.
Yeah. These machining books, they're going to... Thousands of pages of machining.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate all that hard work. All right. Well, Boston, we can't play tug with Sylvia's machining book, so let's set that down here. We'll go back to playing tug. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Okay, where's your toy? Where's your toy? No, don't you just growl at me. Go get it. Here you go. There's a good golden. Very first. There's a big doggy. Can you snort for me? Can you snort for me? Oh, big doggy. Where's your squeakums? There's your squeakum. Get it. Get your squeakum. What a doggums. All right. Well, Yeah, what a sweet animal you are. So one thing I did forget to mention about the amplifier, and that is that inside it's potted. And what that means is that they use a epoxy resin to totally encompass the circuit board and the entire circuit, actually, inside the box. And and then the box, the epoxy resin also is put into the screw hole, so the box cannot be opened. This has a couple of side effects. One is that you can't examine the circuit, so it can't be reverse engineered, and no one can really see what components he used. But it has another positive side effect, and that is that it's protected from the elements, too. So it's much less likely to get dusty or to get wet. It's not submersible, but it probably is water resistant. I had a really unpleasant experience last week with the little preamp. I was sitting outside recording birds, and one of the birds did a big doo-doo on top of my amplifier. And I brought it inside, and when I cleaned it off, I actually had to wash off the whole label. But probably because it was potted, it didn't actually affect it or get it wet inside or anything like that. So there always are problems in recording nature. Okay, this last part of the cast, I'm using the Arcos jukebox recorder. It has a microphone level that I can control. And since I'm stuck at work for this whole week, I really can't give you too many exciting sound scene tours except trips to take the dog out. But I thought actually this might be an advantage. We do exactly the same thing we did this morning, but this afternoon we do it with the Arcos. And since you'll hear a very similar environmental sound, you'll be able to see how this microphone, these microphones perform with more than one digital recorder. Actually, I managed to get my dog harness tangled around my exercise mat. When I got an office with a door, I decided to put an exercise mat in here. It's been kind of nice because every once in a while I can just close the door and do a few exercises, especially if I'm just waiting around for the computer, which I spend actually a lot of time waiting for the computer and just being available for students. So I'll have busy periods, and then I'll have periods where all I'm really doing is babysitting my OCR processes and chatting up my students. So I'm in a non-busy time now, which makes it really fun. I can do some podcasting and stuff. In a couple weeks, I'll get really busy at work again, and then you guys won't hear from me. Such is the nature of my job. Another thing about these mics that's really cool is they've been mounted in such a way that the handling noise is minimized, and I'll show you. I've got to adjust my long hair, which is kind of tangled up in this mic. And yeah, so you can hear me touching them, but it's not onerous. These mics are all metal, and the shock mounting is all metal. There's no plastic in them at all. And they apparently have been hand-matched to be 1 dB from each other. So that's really nice. I think he's probably fairly accurate because a lot of reviews on the web have confirmed his rather arrogant-sounding description on eBay. All right, boss. It's time to go out. Boston Hill. That's a good doggy. Boston forward. Yeah, he's looking for petters.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
How are you today?
Huh? Hi.
Yeah.
He's so friendly.
He is. He always is, huh? He's just like mine. Now, Clyde's going to smell you. He's going to say, hey, you're cheating on me.
Well, I think dogs are good that way, you know. They don't really care if you have relationships with other social critters.
Yeah.
They're pretty social.
Yeah.
I don't think they really care. As long as you pet them first.
That's right. Then you got a friend for life.
All right. Come here, sweetie. We're going this way. Boston. Good boy. Outside. Yeah, it's a guy. Well, I hope it's warmer out here today. Good boy. Good doggy. Good boy. It is warmer out here. That's a dog. Yeah, that's a good, careful dog. Left. All right, Fuzz Muffin, we're going to go somewhere different now. Never like to go potty in the same spot. Left. Come on, let's go over here. Yeah, we went there this morning. Let's go here this afternoon. Yeah. Good doggy. Good doggy. Okay, left. Yeah, you like this part anyway better. I know, this is one of your favorite places to go. Because there's better smells over on this side. Good doggy. That's a guy. He needs a little bit of coaching through all these big empty spaces because cars keep pulling in and out in front of us, and he's been trained to kind of stay away from cars, but that's not that easy if what you have to do is walk through all the cars to get to your potty spot. Boston right. Good boy. Yeah, so you want to go here? Yeah, it's a muffin. Look at this nice lawn. Yeah, I know you like it here. I think people take their students, some of the students take their other service dogs out here too. Good doggy. Boston has a whole lot of tags on him. Plus, I have some tags on his harness because I was given some extra tags. So it's kind of nice. It's always to where he's at. Oh, good boy. Yeah, it's a good dog. Hey, I think you're going to actually do some stuff for Mom. He's rotating. Now he's really focusing on it. Oh, good boy. Come on, let's go potty. Let's do it. Good boy. Atta dog. Atta dog. Atta good boy. Go in the back way, Boston. Left. This way. Left. Yeah, I know. They got a bunch of junk in the way here. You can do it. I believe you. Good dog. Gonna go around by the bookstore. Boston, heel. Good dog. Right? Good dog. Hop up. Yeah, people are all starting to buy books for spring quarter, aren't they, Fuzz? Hop up. Good dog. Dog. Yeah, Boston's got to take the scenic route. Okay, sweetie. take off your harness.